This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, Chelsea, I don't think this is outside my wheelhouse. It's different than anything we've been following. Definitely a new story.
Well, I'll tell you if it's outside. And
a new source that I've never used before. So we'll see what we feel about it.
We'll see.
TheMirror.com. This article is from February 6, 2025 by Douglas Whitbeard. And article title, Dead Great White Sharks Keep Washing Up with Enlarged Brains and No One Knows Why.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Experts have been left bewildered as great white sharks with enlarged brains keep washing up dead along the eastern seaboard of America. Marine wildlife specialists still cannot pinpoint why the cluster of 9 apex predators have been discovered on beaches over the last few years, with most displaying the same rare medical issue. The first white sharks to wash up on a beach was found on Prince Edward Island in Canada, in August of 2023. There were initially no physical signs of why the ferocious animal, which measured just under 9 feet long, had passed away. Only when a research team cut it open did they discover that it had died from meningoencephalitis.
Isn't that meningitis?
No, but meningitis is a thing of the brain, so that would make sense. I think it's probably in the same species.
Seems close.
Which causes brain inflation. The unusual disease can be infectious in sharks and is typically spread via bacteria, viruses, or parasites, according to the National Library of Medicine. However, the team that examined the carcass said it was not clear what exactly caused the illness in the large fish. Despite the disease's scarcity, a further 4 of the animals were discovered dead on beaches across eastern Canada along the same time. Half of these were eventually discovered to have the same illness. The deaths came as further shark carcasses were discovered on beaches across the U.S. between 2022 and 2023. The animals were discovered in Massachusetts, Long Island, New York, and South Carolina. Dr. Ellison Newton, the chief veterinarian for OCEARC, I think that's how you say it, OCEARCH, a shark research... Okay. Perfect. A shark research organization based in Florida told the New York Times, quote, I feel very strongly that there's something significant going on, end quote. Despite the deaths, sharks seem to be no less prevalent in U.S. waters. There were 69 unprovoked shark bites on humans in 2023 globally, with a whopping 36 instances happening in the American coast, according to the International Shark Attack File. In November last year, the officials in Hawaii said a surfer in Maui had his leg severed during a shark attack. I always hate, aside from this, whenever we talk about sharks, we have to bring up shark attacks, which we shouldn't have to.
No, and especially, we do have to.
Yeah, I know. But like saying, like, by the way, like 30 shark attacks off the coast over this period of time. And they kind of make it seem like prevalent, and it's not. Like, this is not something we should be worrying about at all.
Yeah. Literally, anytime I mention a shark, I then have to pivot to talk about attacks.
Yeah.
Always, every time.
And you know what? They actually end it with a description of a shark attack. So I'm going to end that there, Chelsea.
Oh, okay.
The rest is literally just a description of a shark attack.
I'm not sure what to do with this information now. Is it about the first thing or the last thing?
Yeah.
Hold on, what's the title? Did you say it?
Yeah, the title was Dead Great White Sharks Keep Washing Up with Enlarged Brains and No One Knows Why.
And then is there something about shark attacks?
No, it's just that thing where like media has to talk about shark attacks when they talk about sharks. And it just like it inflames people's fear of sharks and like actually prevents us from like preserving them as a species, I think.
Probably.
Well, but
this is interesting.
Like, yeah, rare disease. Not that many, but like that's a lot of great white sharks to be washing up on shores.
Yeah. And is this more than the Mirror reporting this, or do you think they're making it up?
I don't think they're making it up because they used a quote from a New York Times article that seemed to be covering the same thing.
Okay, well, this is weird then. Maybe it's microplastics.
It could be, but that wouldn't explain, like, they said it was bacterial, did they not? Like, the meningitis-ish name? Maybe. Which I don't think is on plastic, and if it is, man, we have a whole other issue.
Yeah,
or does that word just mean inflammation, and it could be a bacteria? I don't actually know. We're not scientists, is the problem here.
No, not. This is all speculation. All of it. And now we have to pivot to shark attacks.
Are they just getting too smart and it's accidentally killing them because their brain gets bigger when they get smart?
Because their brain gets so big.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going through evolution right now.
Maybe all those cans and bottles that are ending up in the ocean, they're reading them and it's causing them to get smarter and it's crushing their brains.
Because their skulls can't, like, hold a brain that big.
Yeah. They were never meant to, and in fact, it might be a safety mechanism so that, you know, they never can get to a point in evolution where they create global warming and kill off the species. Really brilliant if you think about it from a shark point standpoint.
Yeah.
But in any event, you guys got 48 hours. Don't learn too much because that could have been what happened here and it might be transferable to humans. We don't know for sure. Again, we're not scientists. So don't think about it too much. Just focus on the fun.
Anyhow, I'm not learning anything. Bye.
Good.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.